in a boardroom, you have so much more time to answer their questions, do a deep dive. One of the things we're going to do at the boardroom is we're going to be calling sellers live in each person's market.
Beautiful.
To show them how to do it. Look, this is your market. Now we're going to call your leads in Tampa, Florida, or wherever, right?
Right.
And then we're going to get them on the phone, listen to them. And so we have so much more time to give them a much deeper dive than we do at a ballroom where they're just getting information overload, but they don't have a strategic plan when they leave.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Coaching Inc. I have an amazing guest with me here today, someone who has been in the coaching space before I started, who has had tremendous success. He is the go-to coach in his space for leases, which is lease options. It's something in the real estate sector that people do. Investors can learn about in order to work from home and make money from home. And he is a go-to person and influencer in that space. He has a tremendously successful coaching business, and we are going to hold his feet to the fire and find out, what is he doing? How is he doing it? How is he finding his clients, his students? How is he running classes? So hold on to your hats here, guys, because I've got an amazing guest and somebody who I'm also personal friends with. His name is John Jackson. He and I go way back, and I'm excited to have him on the show today. John, are you there?
Man, so good to be here, Tom. So glad, so honored to be on this podcast, the show with you. So thank you for inviting me on here, man.
Absolutely, brother. It is good to have you, and it's good to spend time with you as always. I always appreciate your time, and I have 1,000 questions for you because we've got a lot of coaches and consultants and course creators who are listening. And guys, grab a pen and paper because I know that John is going to give us some really gold nuggets here that you can use right now, implement in your business. Before we do that, John, can you just kind of give us a little bit of a summary of what you coach and how you coach it and some of the details of your coaching business?
Yeah, so we coach lease options is what we're known for, lease options in real estate. We do other creative real estate, seller finance subject too, but what we're really known for is lease options, which I think is one of the easiest ways to get started in real estate. It's one of those no money, no credit type things, and you're working with pretty houses. As far as the coaching, I've been coaching since about 09, I believe, 08, 09, and I've got myself now. I've got my coach, Joe Seske, that coaches with me. With our coaching, I do coaching once a week, then every other Monday. Joe coaches our students, get this, twice a day. He does 2 coaching calls a day. So they're inundated with information and support. Our goal is to make sure that everybody gets contracts, everybody gets a deal. And so we shower them with all kinds of support. We do something unique, Tom, in the coaching space where our coaching is different in the sense that it's almost like a license agreement of my company, my real estate company, Leasing to Buy.
Okay.
Where when someone comes on, they have instant credibility. Like you would become Tom at leasingtobuy.com, access to our website to post your properties, all of that, even access to our sign makers. So, you know, she'll make the signs for you to go in the yard, all that stuff.
Okay.
So it's far more like a license agreement, if you will, because we're not just coaching them and saying, hey, here's the theory. Now go do it on your own. We're saying, hey, just come underneath our umbrella of Leasing to Buy and use our 20 years of experience and branding in the real estate business.
Okay, so it's like a licensing. So are they actually buying a license or a franchise?
No, it's not an actual license or franchise. Okay. I was going to franchise Leasing to Buy many years ago. And then before I finished that, started coaching people and that took off.
I mean, that's phenomenal. So I have a lot of questions. So first of all, how much is your program and how long do people get to stay in your program? And then I want to know who was the, I missed the name. You said it was you and you hired somebody to help with the support calls. Who was that person?
Joe Seske does the coaching. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So how long are people in your program once they purchase and what is the purchase price?
Let's talk about price point. So for the Dream Partner program, which is our coaching, it's $7,500, then $495 a month. Then we JV split on the first $100,000 worth of deals with them. On that $495 a month, that is for as long as they're with us. So they may be with us 6 months, 8 months, 12 months. That's up to them.
Okay.
And the reason we structure it that way is because we have a little bit of a lower price point than, say, maybe some other people that may be at $20,000, $30,000, whatever. So we're a little bit of a lower price point, but that monthly pays for Joe Seske, the coach, pays for some of our, you know, a lot of our support, software, everything we've got to have for the students. So it's almost like if you were to buy a Subway franchise, you have to still have to pay corporate, you know, you got to pay that franchise fee every month for their support for you. So we do the same thing with that. So it's a little bit unique.
How long does the average person stay at $495?
Right now, it's about 8 to 10 months.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So a good LTV there, lifetime value. All right. And yeah. I know you said when somebody comes into the program, they are getting on these support calls. It's two a day with Joe, and then you do one a week. Is that what you said?
I do one a week on Wednesdays. Then I do one every other week on Monday.
Okay. So how did you find Joe? Was he, because this is a question that comes up all the time.
The way I found Joe, he was 19 years, this goes way back. He was 19 years old going to college to get a degree in biology.
Oh man.
He bought my course, which was some, you know, at the time it was just I don't think I had CDs at the time. I don't even remember. It was just an operating manual with contracts. I don't even remember what it was, but at 19 years old, he used even just my most basic stuff and did a couple hundred deals up in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so he was like, I don't even know. He was like, man, I'm doing real estate. Well, fast forward then, he reached out to me, said, hey, I was thinking about moving to Texas. That's where I am. Do you need any help? I'm like, yeah, I need a coach. You know, we can do deals together and I need a coach. So he came on board as a coach because he knew the system inside and out.
Okay.
And that was a number of years ago. And, but that's how I found him, is he was a student that was very, very successful at it.
Very common. Yeah. That we're seeing that all the time. And I want to ask, because I know everyone's going to be thinking this, a lot of coaches, when they're just starting to get into that scale of having somebody else help with fulfillment or support, they're always curious on compensation. Can you kind of tell us about how that worked in the beginning when you first onboarded Joe? Like, what did you pay him? How did you pay him? Was it just commission or?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and it probably needs to be updated. But at the time, asking a number of people in the coaching space, like, because I didn't know what to pay a coach, right?
Right.
And so at the time, this is a weird number. I don't know where it came from. People were getting paying their coaches $62.50 a month per student.
Okay.
So that's, I was like, okay, so that's why, you know, started paying Joe. So he makes more than that now.
That's interesting. Okay. So it was a per student. So if he's supporting 10 students, it's $62.50 times 10 for a month for those two, whatever the interaction was.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. All right. I have not heard that before. That is pretty good.
Yeah. That's, I got that from a number of different coaches I reached out to. They were all had the same formula. I was like, oh, okay. He gets more than that. He gets a bonus when people sign on. So he makes more than that. But yeah, so $62.50 a student per month.
I like that. Yeah. I know a lot of people always now they do, it's very popular to do $3,000 a month for the first like 3 months to see how that goes. And then it's like kind of like a probationary period.
And what you've got to look at for someone starting off in coaching, there's a lot of challenging parts, but one of the challenging part is how do you pay the coach? Because you've got to have enough. If you're not doing a monthly, like we are, you've got to be getting enough people paying per month to come on board, new students to come on board to keep that coach fed. Right. And so if you're only bringing on, say, two new students a month, let's just say $10,000 a pop as a round number. Okay. Well, how are you going to pay that coach? Cause you don't have the volume to support that coach. So that's where we went with the monthly model. And then from there, that's where the $495 a month came from that we charge the students to cover Joe. So, yeah.
So when they come into your program, it sounds like there's modules that open. Are you using school or Kajabi or Teachable or what? Yeah. Or how do you do that?
So we've got it's actually a WordPress website with a Learn-plugin.
Okay.
And so it may not be as pretty as, say, Kajabi or something like that. But they come on board. They get full access to all of my trainings, which is online. They get step-by-step training videos. They're short and to the point. That's very, very important. You don't want to be training them for a two-hour video. So these are like 15-minute videos on how to do this, boom. With that, they've got the operation manual that goes right in line with the training videos. And then from there, of course, they've got access to my contracts, documents, procedures, all of that. So that really lays the foundation of their coaching so that when they're on the coaching call, they already know what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. Now it's just a matter of executing.
I know. Okay. So I totally understand it. I know a lot of people, they drip feed the modules or the information. Are you doing that? Or do they kind of get access to everything all at once?
They get everything all at once. And I get the idea of the drip feeding. I mean, I'm not anti drip feeding or, you know, I'm not pro for it. I get the idea behind it. The reason we give them it all at once is because I do the onboarding calls with every student.
Right.
And I say, and I go through everything, make sure they have access to everything, their logins work, all that. Then I say, okay, let's go through this. Here's your homework. And I give them, I say, you got to read this manual, watch all these videos before our next call, which is in like 5 days, 4 or 5 days. So they've got a lot of work to do. They've got like 4.5 hours of videos to watch, if that.
Right.
So then on the next call, if they've done the homework, they're like, oh, wow, okay, I get this now. It's all right. So now I can onboard them with our marketing system and then put them on Joe's calendar.
Oh, I totally understand. Okay. All right. So that interaction is happening as soon as they sign up. And then are you handling that on a group call or are those one-on-one calls?
Those are normally one-on-one calls. Okay. If we did a live event, which I don't do anymore, but if we did a heavy push for the coaching through my list or something, if I have 3, 4, 5, 6 people sign up, then I'll do it as a group call because it's all, you know, it's all the same.
Got it.
Thing, yeah.
Why don't you do the live events anymore? I'm just curious.
So live events, they're incredibly nerve-wracking. So to do a live event, when I say a live event, guys, I'm talking about a ballroom with 70 people in it, with the risers, the AV, the lights, for me, the smoke, the mirror, the fog machine, everything. But what happens is you sign the contract with the venue, the hotel or whatever. Okay, so now you're into it for whatever, say $6,000, $8,000, whatever. And now you got to put butts in the seat. So from the moment you sign that contract, you're in an oh crap moment of, can I fill this thing up? Can I get butts in the seat? So now you're on a 2 month or whatever runway of total anxiety trying to get butts in the seats. And then it's a matter of, are those butts going to have money to buy a coaching program?
Got it.
So what happens is, except on a number of them, what happens is it's just your fingers are crossed and you're biting your fingernails until the event's over. And it's a matter of how much cash do we collect? What's on, you know, what are we projected to get? And you never know. You just don't know. So it's not a surefire thing, you know? Yeah. What I'm doing in a couple of months, or in about a month now, is I'm going back to the basics, Tom. The way I got started in coaching, I had some people that paid me for one-on-one many, many years ago, you know, way back. What I really enjoyed was not a ballroom, but a boardroom.
Right.
Where people were paying $3,500 and I'd get like 8 people in a boardroom. And for 3 days, I gave them the keys to the kingdom. I didn't even have a coaching program back then. I'm like, why do you need a coach? I just gave you everything. Again, this goes back to like 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
So as I'm restructuring some things in my business, trying to go back to the basics, I was like, you know what? I enjoyed that 3-day boardroom, where it's just like 8 people in a room, 8 to 10 people in a boardroom that have paid, in this case, are paying $2,500. Now, in this case, I will have a coaching program to sell them, right?
Right.
But guess what? The room cost me $1,500.
Right. Beautiful. So, well, yeah, I love it. I totally get it.
I'm not freaking out the whole time. So that's what I'm doing is going back to the boardroom.
So I think, guys, right now, everyone should run to GoDaddy.com and buy boardroom, not ballroom.com, because that sounds like an awesome domain name. That's a whole product right there. But yeah, I think that's brilliant, John, because I totally agree. And I think it's not just better for the coach, it's better for the student, right? It's
yes. They get so much more out of it. And that's the thing is that in a boardroom, you have so much more time to answer their questions, do a deep dive. One of the things we're going to do at the boardroom is we're going to be calling sellers live in each person's market.
Beautiful.
To show them how to do it. Look, this is your market. Now we're going to call your leads in Tampa, Florida or wherever, right?
Right.
And then we're going to get them on the phone, listen to them. And so we have so much more time to give them a much deeper dive than we do at a ballroom where they're just getting information overload, but they don't have a strategic plan when they leave.
I totally agree. I've done both. And one is a presentation and the other is a conversation. And, you know, I just did one with our buddy Joe McCall where it was a boardroom. It was phenomenal. The people are awesome. You really get
this.
And you know, the issue really with the ballroom, I mean, we did one that it was right before COVID had hit. and we had booked out, and this was hundreds of people. It was tens of thousands of dollars. It was, we were providing lunch and it was at a very, very expensive hotel. And we were, yeah, we were really in a place where we were sweating bullets because it was tens of thousands of dollars and we legitimately couldn't. And they were trying to, the hotel at the time was trying to give us a hard time about acts of God that are out of their control. We're like, oh,
yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm a super friendly guy, but I was like, hey, listen, this is no way, Jose. So yeah, I agree. I think it's less exposure and less vulnerability, but also a more intimate setting where I love it. So, all right. So the one thing that everybody wants to know, and I know you are pressed for time. So if I'm going over, you just let me know, but everyone wants to know, how do you find clients? So I would love to pick your brain on if either someone's brand new or if they're already way more advanced and seasoned like you are, and they have some resources or revenue to do that. What are some of your tips, strategies for people to find coaching clients, students? What does that look like?
Yeah. So you want to start off with anything that's free at first.
Okay.
And that means, well, first of all, you want to have some way to capture emails. So on a website, capture their emails, and you can start off super cheap with like, was it MailChimp or something or sure, whatever, even Constant Contact. I don't care.
Right.
And you want to be engaged with a list, give them content. Now, how do you build up your list? Well, you're going to be posting now that they're social. Keep in mind, when I started, there wasn't social. You're going to be engaged in groups where it's appropriate. Be engaged in groups about what you do, show your wins, and share your losses too. Be vulnerable. Right. Say, hey, I got my head handed to me on this one, or hey, I made a mistake here. Learn from my mistake. When people see that you're being vulnerable, not just flashing a car and a watch, they're like, hey, you know what? This woman guy is truthful. I like that. So be engaged within social groups. Post on your wall the wins and the losses.
Right.
And talk about, and this is something I don't do nearly enough of, talk about what do you do? That's something you and I were talking about this earlier, Tom. I just don't post on social enough about what I do. So that's about to change.
Right.
So post on social, be active within social, you know, Facebook groups, Instagram, put out content, but always have a CTA to direct them to your website so you can capture their email.
Just for anyone who doesn't know, can you just explain what a CTA
I'm sorry,
is?
A call to action.
Right.
Like boardroom.ballroom.com, you know, that's your CTA, and you're going to start capturing emails. And one of the things that I highly recommend to people starting off in coaching is understand where your expectations are. Where are your expectations? And something that, and I texted you about this yesterday, Tom, is guys, there's so many good books. I mean, Tom can recommend hundreds of thousands of good books, but one of them I would recommend is The 12-Week Year. Within the 12-Week Year is The Emotional Cycle of Change. I highly recommend looking at The Emotional Cycle of Change, because when you, the greatest, as an entrepreneur, the greatest idea we ever had was the idea we just had, right? And so when we start off with uninformed optimism, like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. Heck, Tom, you and I were just talking about this offline.
Yep. Uninformed optimism. I love that. That's really good.
And then when you start diving into it, you get informed pessimism.
Right.
And this cycle, cycle starts going down and you end up in the valley of despair. It's that valley of despair where I don't care what level you play at, everybody goes through this emotional cycle of change. And you have to keep plugging through and pushing before you start to get informed optimism. And after that becomes success.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. That is brilliant. Yes. I have the 12-week year. I have to go through it again.
Please look at The Emotional Cycle of Change. We all go through it. And here's the thing is that the students are going to go through it too. And you have to understand that when they come on board with you, they have uninformed optimism.
Right.
And as they start working with you, it could be very early on, within, you know, a month, suddenly they've got informed pessimism. You know, like, oh my God, you mean I've got to talk to sellers? I didn't know that. Or what are the cases that you're coaching? And so the emotional cycle of change is very important. And that is what causes people to be course junkies or event junkies. They buy a course on whatever, self-storage, uninformed optimism. And they see, there's no real way to pull good data on self-storage. Informed pessimism, right? Then they go down to the valley of despair, and then they're on Facebook and they see a wholesale course. They go, my God, I'm gonna buy that. And the whole cycle continues, right?
Right.
I've got this whole thing when I was doing the 3-day events. I love psychology. I love business psychology. And I talk about the comfort zones. And guys, I'll tell you right now what creates, and I'm going down this whole other path. You didn't even ask about Tom.
But no, I love this. Go ahead. Go for it.
So I call it the 6 words that kill, Tom. Okay. And this is what creates our comfort zones. Because keep in mind, every time you break a comfort zone, all you've done is created another comfort zone. So there's each comfort zone is created by the 6 words that kill. Here are the 6 words that kill right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
Right.
What if, and if only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what if only? Yeah, but he's been doing it 20 years. Well, what if the seller says no? What if I get yelled at? Or the scariest thing is, what if the seller says yes? Right?
Right.
If only. Oh, if only I had this software. Oh, if only I had this CRM. But it's those 6 words that create our comfort zones. And it doesn't matter what you're doing in coaching. You have to understand, even as you're starting your coaching business, your subconscious is going to tell you these 6 words. The most important thing you can do to start to make a change psychologically is, what are you saying to yourself when you're not listening? That is the most important thing. What are you saying to yourself when you're not listening? I do the same thing. Every day I'm like, what am I saying to myself when I'm not listening? Because I may get the what if, yeah, but if only. I have to stop that and push that to the side.
Do you have something that you can share with the audience for psychological hacks or tricks that, because I'd love to put something in the Coaching Inc. forum on this episode that was like a great, because we don't really ever talk about that, but that's really the biggest difference between the guys and girls who are crushing it.
Absolutely.
And.
So where this all came from is I was looking at my students that were successful and the students where I was spending twice as much time with and they just weren't moving the needle.
Right.
I'm like, what's the difference here? And that's why I started getting into the psychology of it. And I created this whole thing called the Guru Mindset, just because I liked the name. And I do it at my 3-day events, and I love it. But so we talked about the emotional cycle of change. Also, Atomic Habits is a phenomenal book.
Love it.
It says you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems, right? But if you look at in Atomic Habits, there's actually 3 sections to that. If you can imagine 3 circles wrapped around each other, the inner circle is identity, and then you move to the next circle, the middle ring, if you will, that's systems. The outer ring is goals. Okay. So in other words, I don't care what your goals are, show me your systems. But to take it further than that, let's look at your identity.
Right.
Are you the kind of person that will use those systems to get to that goal?
Right.
So we can write down all the goals we want, but do we have those systems? We can have all the systems we want. What is our identity? What kind of person are we? Where do we have to change as ourselves to use those systems to get to those goals?
I love it. Yeah. I fully understand what you mean by that. But I know it's a little bit, if for someone who's kind of new to this, and I'm still kind of new to it myself, I love The Slight Edge and Atomic Habits and 4,000 Weeks, right? And all of that. So yeah, if you have a few resources or hacks or just something that you could provide us, I'll attach it to the show notes here and I'll put it in a coaching form, because that, I agree with you. It really is. If you look at the guys and girls who are crushing it, they are different people. They're not just doing different things. They are just, as a matter of fact, I had a call with a client. This was a day or two ago. And he said, he's a brand new coach. And he said, oh, Tom, like, I know I haven't gotten to those modules yet, but I did all of this other stuff. And I brought on a student. I know I wasn't supposed to. And da da da. And I didn't know what to charge. And it reminded me a decade ago when I was coaching real estate. It's like, it's the same exact type of avatar where you know who is going to have tremendous success and wealth based on some of these early signs. And no doubt this coach is going to be phenomenal. He already is, right? But yeah, I would love to see something from you that could help people kind of overcome all of the wrong belief systems and lies that they believe about themselves and who they are and how to break those even generationally. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah. And again, just understand where your expectations are. One of the things that is important is, I've actually got it on my wall here that I printed off, is you have to understand, what is it you can control? What is it you cannot control? What is it you're trying to control and you cannot? And what is it you could control that you're not controlling?
Right. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I love that. Man, I love it. You're coaching the wrong thing. Get out of real estate.
I know.
There you go. Yeah, that's...
I was going to write a book about the psychology of business, but you shot that down 30
that's
minutes.
Right, that's right. That's right. Boom. Yeah, no, it's really true. I think, you know, it's even like the psychology of money, right? I love what Morgan talks about in that book, right? It's so funny how it really all does come down to identity, like you said, in all things, not just business and money, but life in general. So,
yeah.
All right. So I know you got to go. Before I let you go, any last tip, a strategy for a new coach, a new consultant, someone who's just getting started, a resource that you have, or what would you suggest to somebody who's, they've kind of had a transformation and now they want to share that transformation with the world? What does that look like?
Yeah, I would say, don't believe everything you see on social. Most of it's BS. And just keep that in mind. To be honest with you, I would recommend starting small, dialing in those systems. Bring on one or two students, and maybe it's a little bit lower price, and that's fine. But bring on one or two students, dial in your deliverables, dial in the coaching program, how you're going to create those deliverables, and the path you want to see the student go on. Dial that in before you try to bring on 50, 60 students. And we talked about this before. I made a mistake last year in my business where I was trying to grow it and I was accidentally scaling chaos. Guys, you don't want to scale chaos. Dial in with a couple of people, then bring on a couple of more, refine it, and dial that in before you try to go big.
I love that. Yeah, don't scale chaos. And I love you, especially your first point. Anybody who's familiar with Coaching Inc. or rules, we have 87 rules of business. Rule one is revenue in first position, but rule two is everyone is full of you know what. And it is so true when you are, especially on social media, where you see the yacht and the cars and the mansions. And those are sometimes, John and I know some of those people.
Yeah.
And that's not as it appears.
It is not. You know the backstories. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Here's the thing is that desperation screams, confidence whispers. And so when you see that garbage on social, digitalized, that's desperation screaming.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing, guys, is that be wary. I shouldn't say be wary. Just be a little bit careful posting freaking checks on social. You can post your win, but be careful posting checks and all this. Here's the thing, guys. Think about this. How many dentists do you think post their credit score on Facebook? Oh, look at me. I've got an 820. They don't do that. How many dentists go, yeah, I'm killing it today. I did 15 cavities today. I'm a baller. Woo. So you've got to approach this from a business standpoint. And what do you want to project out to your audience?
I totally agree. I mean, you and I both know. I remember the first time I would go into masterminds and one of my mentors told me, he said, pay attention to the people who are quiet and in the back of the room and understated. He goes, those are the wealthiest people in the room. And he goes, when those people you have a conversation with, listen. And well, one of them I remember I was told that about was David Phelps. Another one was Ron Phillips. And another one was Michael Jakes, right? Yeah, he was. These are all men who like, they specifically told me, pay attention to these guys, right? So yeah, I totally agree. And Bob Bloom taught me a great lesson. He said, the first rule in asset protection is anonymity. So not a bad idea, but I love it. John, you're a rock star, brother. I really appreciate you having you on. I know you are doing a lot of things today and I appreciate your time. You are a good man and a good friend and I'm honored to call you a friend. So thank you and can't wait to get this episode out. It's going to provide a ton of value for a lot of people and anything that you could provide us.
Yeah, I made a note, Tom, to send you some resources. I'll do that here over the next couple of days.
That'd be awesome, brother. Enjoy your day. Be well. And we'll see you soon.
Take care, Tom.
Thank you, brother.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.